Sharon and Kesha in Evil's Fantastic.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Johannesburg 27 and Rustenburg 32. And before we start with the news, just a quick traffic update. We just saw that a truck overturned. It's carrying apples on the R21 north in Benoni at the on-ramp there. The entire on-ramp is closed, but it seems like no one was hurt and there's also no fatalities there. We start the news with good news. The Proteas women's team just beat Australia to secure their spot in the final of the Women's T20 World Cup. They beat the Aussies with 8 wickets, stopping the country's score of 134 runs in the 18th over. More on this on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. Wrapping up some of the day's other headlines, the National Police Commissioner, Fani Masemola, says one suspect who is connected to the Lesiki Siki shooting is still at large. He updated the media in Cape Town.
We're able to confiscate his vehicle, and in total, people currently arrested is 5, and of course, one is still on the run.
And the 25 school children who were admitted to hospital in Zitubeni near Bronkhorstspruit have been discharged. They were allegedly admitted due to food poisoning. Meanwhile, angry residents told the SABC that they're marching to wholesalers tomorrow to air their grievances about the selling of expired food.
We are not fighting with anyone. We just want our children to be safe. We only want peace in our land.
And as a memorial service for the victims of the Orange Farm mass shooting took place today, survivors said they still live in fear. It's alleged a local tavern owner followed one of his patrons home after an altercation and shot the occupants of the house, killing 7 of them before turning the gun on himself on Sunday. The deceased had been celebrating Lobola negotiations when the tragedy struck, and innocent Mazione, who was the one paying the Lobola, says they have constant flashbacks of this event.
It's painful to watch my sister, and the old woman needs to be escorted outside to get water because they are always scared something else will happen.
And Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie has reacted to the EFF's bid to have him account to Parliament's Ethics Committee over his 800,000 rand bill for the Paris Olympics. EFF Member of Parliament Sinawo Tambo today laid a complaint with a public protector of what they call wasteful expenditure. Speaking at a media briefing on his first 100 days in office, this is how McKenzie responded.
EFF needs to be relevant, and Gayton McKenzie is now the most relevant name at the moment in this country. If they talk about Malema, people don't listen, so they have to talk about Gayton and Malema so he can get the shine that I'm experiencing now. That's the truth. They are Gayton crazy. They're obsessed with me.
And the MK Party expressed disappointment over the National Prosecuting Authority's decision not to charge anyone in connection with the Palapala saga. During a media briefing in Cape Town, MK Parliamentary Leader John Shorpe said the MPA failed in its duty to ensure that no one is above the law.
We see them closing ranks, protecting each other, and letting corruption thrive while the people continue to struggle.
I'm Marlene Frischia. From me and the rest of the news team, have a good evening.
Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Kicking off the 30 minutes this evening is Ed Sheeran with Shivers, Kesha with TikTok. My name is Danny Painter. This is Love Songs. It's 5 minutes past 7.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the